15:16 says, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. And he that believeth not shall be damned. Listen to a gospel message already in progress. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
And he went forth again by the seaside. And all the multitude resorted unto him, and he taught them. 14 says, and as he passed by, he saw Levi, the son of Alphaeus, sitting at the receipt of the custom, and said unto him, follow me. And he arose and followed him. 15 says, and it came to pass that as Jesus said meat in his house, many publicans and sinners sat also together with Jesus and his disciples. For there were many, and they followed him. Read the further. And when the scribes, here they go, and the Pharisees saw him eat with the publicans and sinners, that means there's more than one, they said unto his disciples, still more than one, how is it that he eateth and drinketh with publicans and sinners? 17, the last one I read for time's sake. When Jesus heard it, he said unto them, they that are whole have no need of physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Talk from the subject, I believe. Two-letter word, I believe. Fill it in. I believe. That's what moves God in this earth realm. Faith and belief. Amen. Sunday school was about James, just because I came late, but I know what it's about. Out of the book of James. Amen? That's Jesus' brother, Jude and James. I believe. If you look in this text, you will find the first part of this chapter where the multitude had grown so tremendously. And Jesus' fame in Mark Gospel time had spread abroad. That means the popularity of him. And you know, long as you're a bench warmer in the house of prayer, you ain't gonna have no problems. But the minute you start doing something for the Lord, here it comes. But as long as you ain't doing nothing, long as you ain't paying no tithes, long as you ain't, you know, talking about nobody, you just sit down as the old, you know, bump on the law, the old folks say. So you ain't gonna have no problem. But the minute, Matt, you step out front, and the minute you start doing things and praying for people and giving your tithes and going into the hedges and highways and telling people about Jesus on your job, here come every kind of thing. That's why I tell my wife all the time, don't worry about what people say. See, I'm past that. I used to worry about what people say, oh, they didn't go on the road. I don't worry about what people say because people going to put you up today and tomorrow they're going to put you down. I know I got some witnesses in the house. And something like our dear brother, Jesus Christ, he didn't worry about what the Pharisees said. He didn't worry about what the scribes says. He didn't worry about what the Sadducees said. He didn't worry about what the Sanhedrin council said. He did what his daddy sent him to do. In this chapter here, let's look for me. The Bible says, and he went forth again. So that lets us know that he'd been by the seaside before. Because he was in the churches, he put him out there. And all of the church folks that were in the church was hearing the Sanhedrin Council, Alexander, all them people that wore them long robes, thought they were somebody. But when Jesus come along, they knew the truth.
Yeah.
Yes,
you don't have to tell nobody you was a Christian. All you got to do is get. You don't have to tell nobody what you're doing, what you're about. Sooner or later, they're going to figure it out themselves.
Right.
I know I got a witness up here. Come on, my God ain't no good dead God. Now, come on, come on. You got to know one thing. For God I live, and for God I die. Now, they, you can look at some of the friends that you hang with, they're going to fall out with you.
Yeah.
Some of your own family that you're living in the house with ain't going to even want to speak to you. But you got to ignore that kind of foolishness.
Yes, sir.
I know I got something.
Amen.
When you try to do something constructive, somebody
always
got something to say.
Amen.
You can say, did she sing that song good? Yeah, but. Did he play a good part? Yeah, but. What? Yeah, come out that last Sunday. Let me go and preach too. Yeah, he preach because he real.
Man.
I ain't gonna hate on nobody.
Right.
If you got the anointing, good for you.
Right.
The same anointing's on you, it'll be on me. So many people are jealous about one another. Cut that mess out.
Man.
I wanna play that piano, but that don't mean I gotta be jealous of Gloria.
Right.
He didn't give me it.
That's
why I say that kicked out of heaven. You go read the 14th chapter of Isaiah. Because he's talking, I'm going to be like the Most High God. God said, no, you ain't. Pew, get on down there. And he didn't say it out with it. He said it within him. That's how powerful God is.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm talking about a man that has got all power in his hand. And yeah, you want to be jealous of somebody. Yeah, you want to talk about somebody. Yeah, you want to react. So, and like I said to John, some of us act like we in a soup. You know, monkey just run around.
God, you know we ain't got no
monkey. Well, it might not, but you choose your way, baby. I don't mean no harm to nobody, but I'm going to tell you like it is. And I don't care who don't like it. You ain't got no heaven to put in. No, ain't that
normal,
no. God gave me this anointing. And he told me to preach it when they want to hear it. Preach it when they don't want to hear it. Preach it. He told me to preach the word.
Yes,
that's what he told me.
You
me.
He gonna hold you.
I don't care if you're married with me. I don't want to get burnt up.
That's right.
Weeping and dashing of teeth. Jesus said, he that do the will of my Father. And what is the will? James 1:27.
Mm-hmm.
Go read this in your Bible.
In there.
Pure religious, undefiled for God to visit the fathers and the widows in their affliction.
Yeah.
And to keep himself unspotted from the world.
Yeah.
If you coming in this church and ain't paying us, shame on you.
Yeah.
I'll say it again. Shame on you. God didn't let you go to work and walk up and down the street and all this kind of stuff. And you don't want to give nothing. My mama used to say, before you give God anything, you snatch it back. That's a shame on you. Now, I ain't talking about nobody here, but if the shoe fit, wait.
All right.
Yeah. I ain't up there for my no help. I'm tired of dying. I've been running all week long. I ain't up there for that.
No, you're right.
They got my deal on. Beat the ground. I sure like to watch
it. She sure is crazy.
Yeah, in this chapter here. Do you see what they had them fools doing? Now they so equivocated to their stupid. Look, Jesus here is in the chapter just after dealing with somebody that couldn't do for themselves. In the first part of chapter 2. The Bible said that that was a boy sick of palsy. And they begin, he had some friends, he had some true friends, because on the first and the third, they would probably take him around and pay bills. I don't care if you call him. If you is a citizen of the United States, you got to pay your bills wherever you at.
Amen.
Even if you ain't got a house, you still got to get somebody somewhere you stay. That's
right.
No right,
right?
I'm telling the truth,
right?
You stand with somebody, you got to give them something. Some people don't want to give you nothing. You been standing there all week long, eating up all that food. You been hand up there watching TV, old stuff. And you don't want to give them nothing. That ain't right.
No,
it's not.
It's not. We're going to get out of minds.
Yeah, they're going to put you out. And then you want to grumble. Well, you need to pay where you going. If you're paying your rent, pay Jesus too. He's the one going to make it happen for you anyway. Everything belongs to him.
Amen.
We don't own nothing here.
Amen.
No, we don't own nothing here. Amen. You go over to the graveyard, you don't see no Cadillac over there. I like a Cadillac, but I can't take it with me.
You
know what I'm saying? I told my wife a long time ago, I said, baby, if y'all close my eyes, you're going to cry for a little while, but you're going to go on with your business. Somebody will be driving the car. Amen, Walt.
Yes, sir.
I keep going all the time. I ain't talking about that. But I know her 15 years.
Right.
Yeah, that's my wife.
Right.
But I tell her the truth, too. She know it. You don't spare the rod with nobody.
Right.
You tell the truth.
That's
what that is. I ain't going to compromise with my wife. God ain't going to whip my butt. 25 years and I'm going to hell. That's too much sugar for a dime. I'm going to tell it like it is to God. Watch this thing. It don't matter to me. Because I know who I am in Christ. Do you know who you is in Christ? And when you're doing what's right, constructing for the Lord, you be preaching everywhere. I turn people down. It's not about me. It's not about the big church. It's about Jesus Christ. I turn all this stuff down.
Yeah, you preacher.
You know how many people want me to come over there and preach at their church? You can imagine. I just don't tell you that because I got to stay here where God has placed me here. Obey your obedience is better than sacrifice.
Amen.
About some money. Better ask Alan and Safar about that money.
You got caught up?
Yeah, they lied.
They got caught up.
I can see them, they lying up in the church.
No.
Like we do sometimes, lie.
Right at
we'll lie and throw a brick and hide our hand in the men up in the church. Thank God for grace and mercy.
Amen.
Thank God for grace and mercy this morning. We all lie.
No doubt.
Well, thank you. I want him to hear. Jesus here. Look. Now, he by the seaside. And the multitude that grow. Let me tell you something. You don't have to tell nobody. All you got to do on your job is let your light shine. And sooner or later, God will send somebody to you to pray for. And when you see them to you, you're going to say, thank you, Lord, because I must be doing something right in your eyesight. And them people going to come to you and tell all their business to you. But that don't mean you got to tell nobody else about their business.
Right.
The old folks say, keep between you and the gatepost.
Right.
We talk too much.
Right.
Some of them old preachers talk a lot, too. And I'm on the highway. It don't matter if they don't like me. I don't care if you don't like me.
All right,
God. My destiny is to make heaven my home. I want to see my mama again.
Right.
She can't come to me, but I can go to her. Tell it like it is. He had a song, I said, tell it like it is. Y'all remember that song? Y'all remember that? Tell it like it is. Look at BBC, no, look at that. Tell it like it is. Look on. Because you don't know where I come from. Man. I come out the streets.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know it.
Uh-huh.
But I thank God for his grace and his mercy. I thank God for him looking out for me when I couldn't even look. I was so stupid. I said, you know what? I ain't going to talk about nobody. I'm talking about myself. Because I know y'all, I know how us is. So I'm going to use me as an example this month. You need to thank God for this first Sunday in February. Because you could be sleeping in a cold grave. You could be on your hospital bed right now. You could be lying in the hospital, don't know if you're going to live or die. You could be on a left chicken machine right now. But I thank God that his grace and mercy keeping me. Look what Jesus do. I believe. Tell yourself that this morning. I believe that God gonna do what he said he gonna do, what I asked him for. I don't know what you're asking him for, but just believe that God will come. Now he may not come when I want him to come. He may take a little while, but while I'm waiting, I'm asking you, Lord, to give me strength to do what I got to do. Give me strength to wait on you, Lord, and not compromise with the devil. I believe him, Carl.
Yes, sir.
Whatever you asking me for,
yes, sir.
Believe that it will happen.
Yes.
You believe whatever you're asking him for. Because all of us in here have been asking him for something. Not yesterday, but today. You've been asking him for something. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But you've been asking him for something.
Yes, sir.
The word says
And he passed, 14. And he passed by and saw Levi. Uh-huh. Now Levi was a tax collector.
Yeah, yeah.
In other words, he worked it for the IRS. Now, you know the IRS, you ain't gonna owe them a penny. Because they're going to put you in jail, going to check and everything else. Come on now.
Yes, right.
You bet that old no money. They'll send them old letters and all the certified letters and all that old kind of old mess. They be trying to get all that got money. They want your money. Yeah, you struggling and scrapping. You got to pay them too. The IRS ain't nothing but the devil.
All right.
But you got to pay them though, don't you? But you got to pay them now.
Yes, sir.
You owe them. You go out and pay them. Well, why you don't pay Jesus?
All right, now.
I'm still on that. Because let me tell you something. Let me tell you something as a pastor. It don't take a lot of people to make and allow God's church to move forward financially. It just takes some people that's committed and people that's not going to grumble and gripe. And they're going to give not only good, but they're going to give and they're going to give extra. That's how God works. When he sees that he, that's how song out. When he have done the best that he could have done for you, he gonna do his best for you. I know a church I just pastored for 12 years. They don't have a lot of members, but they got money in the bank.
Alright.
And I ain't coming on $10,000 either. Alright. They done paid the note off and everything. The one I left. Because you know why? They have people in there that don't mind saying, look, I'm going to give instead of you paying my bill, I'm going to pay God's bill. Instead of you buying me some cold drink, I'm going to buy God some cold drink. I know I'm talking what I'm talking about. You just need some committed people. God is real, y'all. The Lord ain't shucking and jiving. People are dying every day. And here we are, they're sitting up here. Don't you know? You don't know what's on tomorrow. You don't know what's on the next money. You easy get a phone call and shatter your whole world.
Man.
But you need to thank God right now for his grace and mercy that I'm in the house of the Lord. I can't be in a better place than the house of God here in the Word of God.
Man.
And thank God that we got a pastor. Because
right.
The word going forward.
Right.
You ain't got to say it. He already told me. Yeah. Now, if he told me, I ain't for, I know what nobody else say.
Right.
If God done told me, then you know.
Yes, sir.
I talk to him every day, all through the day. Even downtown, I talk to him because I know I need the Lord. I be saying, Lord, I need you, Jesus. I know I got some haters. I know I got people that shaking my hand but don't mean me no good. I know I got people stabbing me in the back. I know I got people lying to me because I'm out front now. When I was in the back, I ain't have all this. But now I'm out front. My name done got around town a little bit. And so many people that's trying to tear me down on every side. But God said, if I'm for you, who can be against you? If God said, Exodus 14:14, I will fight for you. Hold your peace and stand still and see the loud face of the Lord. The Lord said, Romans 8:31, if I'm for you, who can be against you? I heard it in Ephesians 3:21. But now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask for. So who is you? Yea, though I walk through the valleys of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil. Thou guard my steps, they comfort me. Yeah, he prepared a table for me in the presence of my enemy. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I heard him say, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be. I heard him say in Psalm 27, the Lord is my life and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, and whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemy, came up on me to heal my faith, stumbled in faith. Wait on the Lord. Psalms 27:14. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Is that what the word say?
Yes,
Psalms 27:14. Go read. It's in your Bible. It's in there. Well, I know it's in there because the Holy Ghost don't miss. The Holy Ghost don't miss. We miss, but the Holy Ghost ain't gonna miss. And I know one thing. If the Holy Ghost is talking, then everybody else, let me tell you something, need to hush, because the Bible says, he that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said to the church.
Yeah.
Jesus here, in the second chapter, back to what I'm saying. I believe Reverend Carter.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what you believe.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what you believing in for.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what y'all believing in for.
Uh-huh.
But I believe that God gonna work.
Amen.
And come to my rescue for what I'm asking for on this day. He may not come when I want him to come. But while I'm waiting on him, I'm going to praise him. And I'm going to tell him, thank you anyway for my trials. Thank you anyway for my troubles. Thank you for my persecutions. Thank you for when my family deserted me. Thank you for all that's talked against me. Because you said in Luke 6:28, bless them that curse you. And pray for them which despitefully use you. That's what he said. I know. God, something else, ain't God is good. When I went up there yesterday and saw my good friend and gone on home, like we all go one day, but I said, Lord, I ain't ready yet. Please keep me a little longer, please, Jesus. And he told me, stop begging. He told me last Sunday, stop begging. I'm going to keep you alive. Don't worry about if you go or not. Don't worry about the good. You're going to be all right. Just do what I said do. And that's what I'm trying to tell somebody this morning. Do what the Lord said do. And stop worrying about what people say.
Yes, sir.
You'll be all right.
Yes, sir.
But well, if not, we won't worry about everybody else and what they say. Man, don't we worry about what people say. People will always talk. Even if you're in a casket, they're going to say, ooh, they got too much makeup on them. They got too much makeup on them. Why they put on that dress? Why they do this? Why? Y'all don't say that? When they go to a funeral, y'all hear people say that? Ooh, they got it too dark. Y'all say that? I've been doing a funeral for 25 years. I've heard all kinds. Yeah, I heard. I don't know if I could admit to it, so I'm back up. Look at Jane Carter, look at that. Man, I had my gum, I don't know where that. There you go, right there. God's good, ain't he? Look at the Bible, I'm going to show you how good he is. Look, look at the Bible, look at the Bible, look at the Bible, look at the Bible. It says, now Levi was a tax collector.
Yeah.
And Levi was named Matthew.
Matthew.
Okay?
Yeah.
So Matthew is one of the writers of the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
But Matthew was in his mess, and God saw him in his mess, knew that he was in his mess, and still say, follow me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's right. Ain't that what the Bible says? It say, I'm going to read it for you. It say, and he passed by and saw Levi, the son of Alphaeus, sitting at the receipt. In other words, he was taking the people's money.
Yeah.
And you know, some people can't read by count too good. And you know, when you're educated, you both got, you know, God and which, you know, they'll take advantage. Y'all don't do it like that. Just take advantage of people. But oh, it's going to come back now.
It's coming back.
Whatever you take, that's why I don't steal. I never was a thief. I stole one time. My mom said, boy, you never steal no more because you can't steal. Me and Coach Willie, and then we went up to Thomas Camilla. That good old white folks stuff. And we talked about we were gonna steal some honey buns. You remember them honey buns that they were red, white pack? They cost me money, called like 30 cents then. And they said, we're gonna go over here and steal. And yeah, it cost 25 cents. That's Thomas Camilla washed off to the Sony Court. And we went and stole, and I stole too. But I stayed in the store and I peed on myself. My mom behind said, boy, don't you never see her like that. Because she didn't choke up the
teeth. Yeah,
Lord. He did tell me that. That been years ago. And I ain't stole it. Man, I get nervous when I try to steal something. I'm going to shake my feet in the chair. Stealing. If you didn't steal, don't steal no more. If you didn't lie, stop lying. Amen.
Amen.
Repentance is what Jesus is looking for today. If you done something wrong to somebody, first of all, you got to repent to the Lord and then go to that person.
Yeah.
Now, if you ain't done those things, you need to do those things. Because I'm not going to let no devil stop me from what I'm supposed to do toward my sister and brother. If I offend anybody in here, forgive me, but I know I ain't offend nobody. Because I know one thing, God is speaking through me to you. Because when I get up, I pray, and when I sit down, I pray. I say, Lord, you use me for your glory. Don't let me say nothing. You speak to me, and he been doing everything.
Yes.
That's why I know that, and if you get mad with God, shame on you. Because you're going to be fighting a losing battle. You can't fight against God. And you can't fight against this man or woman of God. You have to leave them people alone. Because God will whoop your butt. Yeah, he'll whoop your butt. Yeah, he will whoop your butt. You think he won't. You'll put something on your medicine can't.
There you go. Yes.
He sure will do it. Man, God ain't no joke now. And he ain't faking his shit. He real. Yeah. That's Larry Spotsfield, ain't he real? He whooped his butt. Yeah, he did. Larry Owen, my good friend Larry Owen, also takes it, preaching the word now. He left that DA stuff alone. Let me tell you something. When God get ready to call you to some work or something to do, you gotta go out and pull up the bristles and say, Lord, create me a clean heart, renew within me a right spirit, because I got to have that in order to do your work. God is not no person that talk about people. The Lord ain't nobody that just talk about people and kick them down. The Lord is picking you up. That's why the Bible says in 2 Peter 2:1, he said this, he who has pulled me up out of the marvelous place and pulled me out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Yes, sir.
A chosen generation. Amen. A royal priesthood. That's what we are. We're supposed to be, don't we? We all got a crown that's not going to fade away. That's what Paul said, didn't he? Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God to everyone that believes. To the Jews first. Because they were the chosen people. Don't let people think all of that crazy stuff. The Jews were the chosen people, man. We was adopted into the family.
Yes, sir.
Because the Jews just thought they was too up in there. And then the people that came to them, they didn't want to receive them. Even when Paul went to the Jews in Acts 18, go read it. And right at 6 verse, Paul said, I shake the dust off, I'm going to the Gentiles. Because you are stiff-necked and y'all think y'all all that. Don't you know some people like that? They have forgot where they come from and they looking down on you thinking they better. You ain't no better than me. Because you got some money, that don't mean you better than me. Just because you drive a fancy car, that don't mean no better than me. You can be up today and down tomorrow. Yeah. Come on, church. I know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Old folks used to say, man, the same people you meet going up the ladder, yeah, is the same people you're going to be coming down the ladder. Yeah, and you got to be careful who you treat and how you treat people. Because the same people that you treat wrong can have to give you a cup of water. That's why I treat everybody right. And you talk about them, I'm still gonna shake your hand. If I got a dollar, I'm still gonna buy you a cold drink or a beer or whatever you want. I'm still about that. Because I know it's not the way how you treat me. It's how I treat you. People say, I the Lord know me. Yeah, he know everybody because he made him. But do he know you? That's the catch. Can he brag on you like he bragged on Job? Can he brag on you like he bragged on his son when he was led into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil for 40 days and 40 nights? He said, this is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased. And here come the devil.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Satan always try to go back though some something. Yes. Every time you try to do something right, oh, Satan is always behind you, come behind you and try to back though. Even when you go home, you're going to try to find no devil. No devil will be looking around the house. Yes, he is. And he ain't gonna come with no pitfall. He gonna come with somebody within himself. He try to get up in somebody so they can bring you all kind of old mess, get you all tied up. You won't be like that every now and then. The devil knocks at my door just like he knocked at your door. Yes, he does. But you gotta know how to, the Bible says resist the devil. And he'll flee. You gotta resist that devil. I'm trying to help somebody this morning. You got to resist that devil, because if you don't resist him, he gonna resist you. Jesus says, Satan, I pray for you. Because Satan had desire to sift you as wheat.
Yes.
I thank God for my grandmama and my grandma, because they prayed for me. Had a little time, took a little time, and got down on their knees and prayed for me when I couldn't pray for myself. High on that weed and everything else. I thank God today, this morning, for my mom, because she departed. Even though she departed and went on the other side, she still told the Lord about you, Jesus.
Yes,
I'm gonna leave y'all alone. I'm not gonna tell them. I go, ooh, it's 1 o'clock. Let me hurry up and get out. Let me close this thing out. Yeah, they worry about Super Bowl. I ain't thinking about no Super Bowl, Super Bowl either. I'm worried about Jesus Christ. Now, don't get me wrong. It's good for y'all to watch Super Bowl. That's good. I'm talking about me. I am old fashioned, and I believe in old fashioned ways.
Let the message preached today bless you and has led you to a deeper walk in the Lord. New Jerusalem worship services are as follows. Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. Morning worship at 11 a.m. And Wednesday at 5 p.m. A Bible study. And New Beulah Baptist Church, 908 Carlos Street, Boyce, Louisiana. Service time, second and fourth Sunday. 8 a.m. morning worship and 9:30 a.m. Sunday. God bless you.